Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. I hope you are doing amazing. This week I have another incredible mantra for you. And you know me by now, I like to keep it simple. Sometimes we go a little bit deeper and then sometimes we keep it super simple because I want all of these tools, these mantras, everything that I share with you to be simple, to be understandable, and to be a part of your life and to become a part of your life. So this week's mantra is and. And you're like, what? What is and? Well, I was just swimming and it's raining and it wasn't raining when I started. But as I got swimming and had the most incredible swim, by the way, because I said, I'm doing this. I don't care. I'm going for it. I had to use, you know, all my mantras that I recycle myself daily. Do it. Think less, do more, all that stuff. I just had to take the plunge. And then once I got started, then the rest is history. And it was the most incredible swim. But as I was swimming and I'm watching the water fall on the pool, I was just thinking, like, we have so many excuses and we all have them. And some are really good excuses, but so many of them are simply that they are just pure excuses. So as I was sitting there and I was watching the water drop and I thought, it's raining. And then my head, I said, and? So for so many people, that would be an excuse. And, but my thought is, okay, it's raining. And your point is, we're still in here. We're still making it happen. It's just water. And I thought, what a great mantra. And it's not and. The mantra is and, because it's a question. It's like, it's raining and, or I didn't get a lot of sleep. And my, what I would say to you is, and like, we're all tired. We're all trying to dig deep through these daily efforts and everything that we're doing. And the bottom line is you just have to just finish, when you find yourself falling into that excuse trap, I want you to just finish up that excuse with and then it kind of makes you think about it and you're like, yeah, I guess you're right. And what? So what? So what? It's raining. So what? I didn't get a lot of sleep. So what? You know, I'm feeling kind of crampy or I'm bloated or whatever it is. I want you this week to just use that one word as a question and. Because you're going to find these excuses pop up, because they do for me all the time. And when that came into my head, I thought, what a simple word that is truly so powerful. So this week, when you have any doubt in your mind or you find yourself thinking about all the excuses, thinking about all that you have to do, I'm so busy, I'm too busy, I want you to finish it up with and. And just even as I'm saying it, I feel like this shift where it's kind of like somebody's looking at me kind of like, and your point is, what's your point? So what a great word. And it's so simple and everybody knows it. And so this week, with anything that pops up into your head that keeps you from digging a little bit deeper, doing whatever it is that you need to do, I want you to finish up that sentence, that excuse with and. And I guarantee that is going to lead you down the right path and is going to shift your perspective from a, you know, feeling kind of like bad for yourself to almost like, yeah, you're right. And so I'm going to do this. I don't care. So this week, our mantra, and with a question mark, it's a question because I'm asking you as you fall trap victim to this excuse, I'm questioning you to say, and so what? What does that mean? It's raining. All right, you guys, have an amazing day. Can't wait to see you real soon.